We have covered a dizzying range of topics this month, so it will not be surprising if you think you're hallucinating. Hallucination is the July word of the month, and Alison is going to both test your vocabulary and reveal a Norwich connection to the word.
Word of the month.
A hallucination is a perception in the absence of an external stimulus that has the qualities of a real perception. Hallucinations are vivid, substantial, and are perceived to be located in external objective space. They are distinguishable from several related phenomena, such as dreaming, which does not involve wakefulness, or pseudo-hallucination, which does not mimic real perception and is accurately perceived as unreal, or illusion, which involves distorted or misinterpreted real perception, and imagery, imagination, which does not mimic real perception and is under voluntary control. Hallucinations also differ from delusional perceptions, in which a correctly sensed and interpreted stimulus, i.e. a real perception, is given some additional significance. Many hallucinations happen also during sleep paralyses. Hallucinations can occur in any sensory modality: visual, auditory, olfactory, gustatory, tactile, proprioceptive, equilibrioceptive, nociceptive, thermoceptive, and chronoceptive. Hallucinations are referred to as multimodal if multiple sensory modalities occur. A mild form of hallucination is known as a disturbance and can occur in most of the senses above. These may be things like seeing movement in peripheral vision or hearing faint noises or voices. Auditory hallucinations are very common in schizophrenia. They may be benevolent, telling the subject good things about themselves, or malicious, cursing the subject. 55% of auditory hallucinations are malicious in content. For example, people talking about the subject, not speaking to them directly. The word hallucination was introduced by the 17th century physician Sir Thomas Brown in 1646 from the derivation of the Latin word hallucinare, meaning to wander in the mind. The polymath Brown lived much of his life in Norfolk and died in Norwich in 1682 at the age of 77.
Thank you, Alison. If anyone can remember all those sensory modalities and knows what they all mean, I will be amazed. I got as far as tactile before I was lost. However, I promise not to grumble because the word of the month has gone over my head.